Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy now joining us in the studio as well. So we got a full crew in studio. Also, Jerry the Diver Guy, Walt DeMartini, and Barry the Boater connected via the web. But that's not enough. It never is, because we're going to be joined by a special guest right now. Maybe you've heard her before. Let's see.
This thing on?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, this is her new show.
We're here in Landmark, Colorado.
Teaching kids to scuba dive and
the importance of marine science and ocean conservation.
Through a scholarship of a lifetime.
Pretty cool stuff. Megan Heaney Greer is our guest right now. She has this new show called A Rising Tide, which is a web-only series. But Megan's on the show with us right now. Megan, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're swell. But this is pretty cool what you have going on.
Thank you. Right? Yeah, it's fun project.
You're following three scholarship winners, I believe, if I got this right. They grew up or they're going to school in Colorado, and you're making them divers and turning them into, like, you know, underwater ambassadors or marine environment protectionists or something, or what? What's the ultimate goal here?
What's the deal here? Yeah, so we do have three full scholarship winners that are going through the program, and then the other five who are in the program, we have a total of eight. The other five are on partial scholarship, which is really cool. So basically, what they're getting throughout this process is the open water scuba certification through SSI, and the three scholarship winners get a full set of dive gear, and we are also going to finish out the dive certification with a trip down to the Florida Keys in June, which is going to be amazing, and then in addition to all of that, they're getting an introduction to marine science.
Excellent.
So that's where that's kind of where the ambassador part comes in of just, you know, sharing with their peers through this web series about how amazing diving is and what the process is like and what you can expect. And then on top of it, what are the ocean issues and how are they being, you know, talked about and dealt with and things like that. So
great. Yeah, it's a risingtide.tv. Is the website you go to and follow all the episodes. I think there's about like three of them out so far, and that'll be broken up into how many episodes, you figure, or do you know yet?
Yeah, we've launched three so far. We launch one a week for 18 weeks every Thursday. So okay. we have 15 to go. So it's going to be, you'll be able to binge watch it here before long.
Yeah,
right, you can binge watch for about like 20 minutes,
well,
25
yeah.
minutes.
Well, it's a start. It's pretty neat. And, you know, these are high
school. My ice cream.
What do you?
Does that mean I got to sit down with my ice cream and eat this and watch her do this?
Yeah, just ignore Jerry the Diver
He's
guy.
He's drunk. He's clearly inebriated.
Jeez.
Well, hey, it's the weekend.
Yeah, you don't have to eat ice cream while you watch this. What is wrong with him? He's making no sense, and I apologize. What are you doing? Are you like digging for gold? I hear like picks in the background there, Megan.
Oh yeah, sorry. There's somebody playing a giant game of Connect Four behind me. Apparently,
okay. Well, that's fair.
Yeah,
that's,
you know,
nice.
Random, but it happens. No, we're doing family movie day, so kind of low key. I'm back in Colorado. I was just down in the Keys for a good 3 weeks and doing some diving and stuff like that. But
excellent.
Yeah, so back out in Colorado and just kind of we're here. We're filming with the kids. We've got actually a really cool experience coming up next Saturday. with the downtown Denver Aquarium, where the kids are going to get to go have an encounter in the shark tank over there.
Ooh,
so it's
nice.
kind of exciting. Yeah, we have our shark, Dr. Mickey McComb-Kobza is going to be going with us. She's our shark scientist. She's the executive director of Ocean First Institute and really amazing person. And it's so cool. We're just exposing these kids to all sorts of different, you know, conservation things, as well as educational models here in the middle of the country. And, you know, yeah, just kind of mixing it up and taking them down this road, watery journey, you know?
Sure.
Blind them with science.
Well, there's a little bit of that for sure. You know, and these are high school kids, and they must feel like they won the lottery. I mean, because they get to dive with you. They get to learn about all this cool stuff and get certified to boot. I mean, it must be quite a treat for them, I'm guessing. Am I right?
You know, yes, absolutely. And they're just such an amazing group of kids. And really, if you think about it, they're from 8th to 11th grade. Yeah. And really, this is the group, you know, that they have so much going on anyway in their lives, you know. And so this is really the group that rose to the top. We got dozens of submissions for the scholarship. And they did an amazing job. They're wonderful students, and they're super excited to have this experience.
Wow.
So it's pretty exciting.
I would imagine.
I would imagine.
There's a lot of people listening right now who wish they were in high school and like, I want in on some of this. Maybe that'll be the next series after that. You'll open it up a little.
Right,
huh?
On.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's a huge honor for me to be working with these kids, and I'm really stoked to be part of this project. I'm on as an independent contractor, just, you know, helping out as far as I'm one of the executive producers on the show and the on-camera host, and then also just kind of serving as like mentor and expedition guide with the kids, you know? So.
Yeah.
It's a fun experience. But on that note, Greg, yeah. I'm going to be, I've got some projects coming up where I'm going to be participating in and helping kind of in a team of, as far as like the leadership team on some expeditions. So
Ooh.
That people would be able to come along on. Yeah, it'd be pretty fun. So,
okay. Well, and we've been talking about Megan getting her on one of our liveaboard trips at some point. So maybe we'll have to make that happen in the future too. But yeah, you let us know when those become available. And in the meantime, they can connect with you at freediver.com. And of course, arisingtide.tv is for the web series. But the freediver.com or MeganHeneyGreer.com or both.
Yep, both.
At
the moment, they both point to the same place, so you can definitely connect with me there. I'm really active on social media, and all my links are going to be up on freediver.com or MeganHaneyGreer.com. Just one is easier to spell than the other, right?
Yeah, well, there you go. Right.
But also, yes, arisingtide.tv is where you will see the latest episode, and also right there on the site is the subscription button to the YouTube page, so then you'll just get a notice every week when we upload the new episode. But it's going to be evergreen. It'll live there on our YouTube channel for Rising Tide, and I definitely we've been getting so much great feedback from parents and educators and, you know, kids themselves, and just like that are really excited. My 5-year-old actually is super engaged with it and loves watching it. He just asked to watch the 3 episodes again today and ask great questions. So it really is across the board for all ages. And it's just great to share with people who are thinking about getting into diving. And that's really what the cool secret ingredient is here, is that it's, as we get further along, it's the kids in the show talking to their peers, you know, and explaining it and talking about it. So it's pretty good stuff. Yeah.
Well, it is. And you're doing great work. You're always doing cool stuff, Megan.
Thank
you.
So
hats off to you. You keep it up, and we'll keep following your progress as well. And when more stuff becomes available, you just let us know and we'll promote it accordingly on the big show. Okay?
You got it. Well, thank you so much, guys. Always a pleasure to talk to you, and I hope to see you again soon.
Absolutely. Megan Heaney Greer, risingtide.tv. Check out that new web series. That's pretty cool stuff. Megan's a good friend. It's always fun to talk to her. You know what I mean?
I'm always amazed when she does talk to us.
Wait, who said? Barry said something? Is that Barry?
No, that's me.
Jerry.
I said she's a super sweet person.
Yeah, absolutely.
I actually introduced Ethan to her at the BTS show.
Yeah.
I introduced her as Wonder Woman.
As you know what? She is kind of like underwater Wonder Woman. Yeah, she was a stunt double for the girl who was in
Wonder Woman.
Jessica Alba? Was it Jessica Alba?
Yeah, it was Jessica Alba.
I think
it was
Jessica Alba and the other girl that's in that...
In the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Deep Blue or whatever they... No.
Yeah, she was. She was the stunt double for Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, that's Keira Knightley.
Correct.
But the other girl, the two Jessica Alba and the other girl in that one movie about where they go down and get the drugs or the gold or whatever.
Into the
off
blue,
that plane.
Olivia Wilde.
Yeah, Into the Blue. Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know she did that one. Maybe that's right. Yeah. It's kind of.
I'm on her website right now.
She's done so much; it's crazy.
She did Pirates of the Caribbean,
right.
And Into the Blue.
Into the Blue is the one where she grabbed the barracuda by the tail.
No, that's not inappropriate. That's not appropriate form, and she would never do anything
Wonder
like
Woman
that.
Wonder Woman
would have
thrown a lasso.
No, that was the actress.
Oh.
The famous actress that wasn't.
They didn't live through that experience.
No, she lived.
She did?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, Greg.
She's currently tied up in my basement.
I have an important announcement to make.
Okay.
Wait.
Oh, boy. Okay.
We were actually running low on orange juice and pineapple juice. Not rum, but orange juice and pineapple juice.
Well, that's okay.
So Dale is at Publix right now picking up OJ and PJ.
And restocking. Okay, yeah, we got to watch our vitamins. Yeah, don't we? With that stuff. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan, Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Bula Vinaka, I'm Maggie Khan of Matava Eco Resort, Nadeva Kandavu, south of the Pacific Islands in Fiji. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to scuba diving. And now here's a guy, I got liquored up enough to put on a grass skirt. Greg the Dive Master.
Greg, you wicked girl.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am not a wicked girl, but I do set trends.
You're naughty.
Even for Hollywood. You know, Jason Statham, right? The star of this movie we talked about a couple weeks ago, The Meg.
Statham.
He went to Fiji. What's his name?
Statham.
Well, yeah, we'll go with that.
Statham?
Civil War Gold.
Yes. No, he's not on that show.
No, but that's you're having a problem saying that.
Yeah, no. You're hearing things. No, but Jason, you know, he's prepping for that movie Meg, about the Megalodon that we were talking about. This is going to be like this new Jaws-like movie coming out over the summer. He went to Fiji to dive with sharks to prep for the film.
Bull sharks.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
And I think he went to the same place that I've been. The way he described the the dive. They do that Pacific Harbor, I believe, off of before you go over to Benga Lagoon.
That's where there.
Anyway, he doesn't believe me, but it's the truth. Because I saw him do that. They hand feed bull sharks there. So I bet that's where he went.
Did you know he was a diver?
I did not know that.
Did you see what he said in the article?
Yeah,
is that the article I sent you?
He jumped in the water and he described his shark dive like every other diver on the planet, which is basically, you know, you're a little apprehensive when you're going out to the site. You're on the boat and you're a little nervous. Like, I'm going to jump in the water and there are sharks in the water. And this doesn't really register with your brain. But then you jump in the water, and as soon as you see them in their environment, it kind of you kind of realize they're not going to eat you, and you kind of, you know, it's like, hey, this is pretty cool. And that's kind of what he describes on his experience with the shark dives.
Well, I meant the part where he says, I am a diving fanatic.
Yeah.
And whenever I can get in the ocean, I do.
Well, that's good. Now, we'll have to see what happens with the movie, because I'm not so sure that movie is going to be very conducive to diving in general.
Maybe people won't pay attention.
Well, I don't know. I got a bad feeling, but I hope I'm wrong.
See, because this is what he's doing in real life.
Exactly. You would think he wouldn't support, you know, something that would...
I would for a fat check, too.
Well, maybe. You know, if it's, you know, money talk.
It's just pretend, everybody. It's just make-believe.
Yeah. I don't know if that'll be good for the sport or for sharks or whatever. That's what I'm concerned with. But let's hope. At least we know he's a diver, so he can't be all bad. He has to be a pretty good guy.
Yeah.
If he's a diver, so we'll leave it at that.
You should get him on the show and interview him.
Yes. Well, Jason, if you're listening, you're welcome anytime. But better yet, why don't you just invite us on one of your adventures, and we'll kind of tag along and show you the ropes. Show you how to really operate as divers. I bet he's never had a sea monkey experience, you think? That's something only you get here at Scuba Radio in the Facebook Live video. You can watch their process. You can watch life progress and expand.
And then he'll say, now I've made it.
Exactly. And he hasn't until he's seen that. All right. So obviously we have doctors on call here, because some of the stuff we spew... You would think psychologists would be the route to go, but we don't bother with that. We work with like cardiologists and real doctors. And that brings us to Dr. Doug, who is on Scuba Radio right now. Dr. Doug, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How you doing, Greg?
I'm swell. And, it's the truth. I mean, we have all this...
You have swelling?
Yeah, in his extremities. I think it's edema.
No, that's not...
You do look a little bloated.
No.
Are you retaining water?
No, I'm...
Have you had your blood checked? Are you anemic?
You guys are not a doctor. And you don't even play one on the radio, so just quiet.
We're just
out
concerned.
Of both of you.
We care about you, Greg.
I apologize,
and that's
Dr.
why we're
Doug.
Here.
Let's talk about diving with Dr. Doug, because that's what he likes to do in his spare time. You know, the whole doctor stuff is just a fun, his diving habit. And you got some rebreather stuff coming up, do you not, or what, Dr. Doug? What's up?
Yeah, we got a few things coming up. By the way, I was going to mention, yeah, it is Pacific Harbor for the bull shark dive.
Yes,
and the same thing. That's a great dive where they have five or six different species of sharks all at the same time. And in case the tiger sharks come in, but yeah, they're hand feeding the bull sharks on a regular basis. It's got a very very fun dive.
It is a remarkable experience for sure, and pretty unique to that area. I mean, I don't know. That doesn't happen pretty much anywhere else in the world that I'm aware of on a regular basis. But they have, you know, that Fijian type of vibe going on, where the dive masters have seemed to create this relationship with those animals, where in most other places, even the dive operators look at you and go, they hand feed what? You know, and they haven't had any major incident that I'm aware of either. So it could be some Fijian, you know, ritual type thing.
Some brain fork wielding Fijian assassins.
When you say it like that, it makes all the sense in the world. Yeah. But anyway, so there you go. But rebreathers, you have some stuff coming up. Is it part of the Tech Dive USA thing here in Orlando, right in our backyard, or you're doing, or what?
Yeah, there's a couple of rebreather events coming up. Tech Dive USA is April 27th through 29th there in Orlando at the Wyndham. That's put on by Randy Thornton and his family. They've started this in 2014 as an every other year event. So in 2014 and 2016, it was down in South Florida. They've moved it up to Orlando this year. It's a great event. For anybody who's interested in technical diving or just wants to learn a little bit more about it, They start on Friday night. There's kind of a very casual barbecue, and then on Saturday and Sunday, I think there's something like 35 different presentations or something being given. Everything from medical aspects, which what I'm going to be involved in, to exploration, to how to set up, how to become tech friendly for various operators and so forth. To there's a panel of young people, like how to get younger people into technical diving. Mm-hmm. Whole bunch of stuff. If you look at Tech Dive USA, if you Google that, it's got the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then there's a big gala event where they give out awards and stuff on Saturday night. For as far as me personally, I'm going to be on a panel with Don Karnakas and Simon Mitchell, Andy Pitkin, and some other people talking about medical issues. And then I'm also giving a presentation on immersion pulmonary edema. So it's going to be a fun weekend. It's right there in your backyard.
Yeah. And on that panel, he just mentioned, he rambled off these names. I mean, these are like big guns in the technical, scientific, medical world of rebreather diving, or just diving period. I mean, Dr. Doug, he knows his stuff. The fact that he tolerates
somebody like Simon Mitchell.
Exactly.
Simon Mitchell's phenomenal.
Yes, they really do some amazing cutting edge scientific or medical research things, or they've discovered some things. It's, you know, filters down to the recreational market. So it's very intriguing to witness this stuff firsthand. Now, that Friday before, you're talking about doing a rebreather dive, and he actually talked to me the other day, CJ, about seeing if we wanted to go play on a rebreather. Would you want to do that?
I'm not certified, but you are, aren't you?
Well, I not on this one that he's talking about, so we're going to talk about that next. So maybe you can get kissed.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, we'll talk about it next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Bubble Boy's in the studio. CJ's here as well. He's never been kissed. And, we may
have
to do...
That's not true.
Huh? What do you mean that's not true? You've never dove a kiss rebreather, have you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right? I'm talking about a kiss rebreather. And Dr. Doug actually teaches people how to dive that particular unit. And he floated that balloon to me, and I was like, yeah, you know, CJ would probably be into that. And you could take some schmo like CJ off the street and actually turn him into a rebreather diver fairly easily, I'm guessing, with that unit. Am I right there, Dr. Doug, or what?
Yeah, it's a fairly simple thing to go through. What we were talking about when I got a hold of you on the phone the other day was there's a guy who's going to be going to that event I was talking about, the Tech Dive USA. He's coming into town from Switzerland, actually.
Yeah.
And we're going to meet up the Friday of that event, the 27th, up at Blue Grotto, just kind of north of Orlando. He's already certified on another rebreather, and he wants to kind of try this, try the kiss rebreathers out and just kind of see if he likes them. So it's going to be kind of a tri-dive kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we can do that. And even people who are just open water certified as a tri-dive experience, just to kind of put them into a rebreather and kind of see if they like it. The warm, moist air. You've done this. So, you know, the warm, moist air, the no bubbles and so forth.
Yes.
So
I've never done the kiss rebreather system. I'm certified on a different system. But
right,
it's
exactly.
Probably similar as far as that experience is concerned. But for CJ, it'd be totally new.
Well, you had me at warm, moist air.
Right. Yeah, the nice thing about rebreathers in general is obviously they're very, very quiet because of the no bubbles. And then the way you get rid of the carbon dioxide is a chemical reaction that generates water and heat. So you're kind of breathing like 106 degree, 100% humidity gas. So you don't get cotton mouth and all that sort of thing. So the KISS units are very, very simple to operate. They're very, very lightweight. The KISS Spirit weighs like 20-something pounds rather than the Inspiration you're on, which is probably more like double that, I would think.
Yes, and lighter is better. Lighter, stronger, and all that stuff.
Faster.
I'm down. Dr. Doug, can you hang for another segment? Do you got time?
Sure.
All right,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, good.
I got to ask because, you know, he's like saving lives.
working at hospitals and things like that down in Lakeland. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
If a man swims nude in the ocean, what sea creature might mistake his manhood for food? Jordan.
Shark.
Shark. They're gonna play. Jay, let's get after it, man. If a man swims nude in the ocean, what sea creature might mistake his manhood for food?
Mermaid.
Best answer so far, yeah.
I stick with my answer.
I love your answer.
We need to ask different people.
We will dream that tonight. Come on, let's go.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ, and
How
Bubble Boy.
How dare you?
What?
That was offensive.
What? What, Steve Harvey talking about mermaids?
That was horrible.
No, he loves mermaids. Who doesn't love mermaids?
Yeah,
everybody loves mermaids. They are ambassadors to the underwater world, just like divers.
Yeah, right.
They're like what, divers want to kind of be like mermaids.
Jimmy had a question about your previous segment.
Yeah.
If we could.
Okay.
Go over the show notes.
Yeah, let's do it.
Is Dr. Doug still there?
Yeah, of course. He's listening. Yeah.
All right, good, because Greg, I thought a rebreather is when you pull the sheets over your head and re-inhale your own gases.
Ah, no, that's an oven.
That's a Dutch oven.
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Sorry about that,
Common
Dr.
mistake.
Doug. I thought, yeah, it's better than him saying, I'd like to turn my head and cough or something like that, which
it's done. Actually my own fault. I actually thought Jimmy was going to have a real question.
Yeah. Well, what were you thinking?
I should have known better.
Exactly. Oh, brother. See, that's
the thing. I think he was serious.
I love about Dr. Doug. He knows how to roll with our nonsense, sea monkeys and all. So I really
Absolutely.
Do appreciate it. And he's a plethora of information and really knows his diving stuff. This technical side, this rebreather side is something I definitely want to explore. But he also floated this balloon to me the other day when we had a little chat. About something that has been on my radar that I've wanted to do, but I've been hesitant to do this. And maybe we can talk about this right now. And
are you talking about manscaping?
No. Look at me. Let me pull my shirt up. See that?
Oh, dear God.
Yeah.
Oh,
I can't see
God.
The forest or the trees.
Yeah, that's a landing strip. Thank
I'm
you.
I'm blinded.
So anyway, cavern diving, cave diving, not really my thing. Even though we're in Orlando, we can go over to Ginny Springs and do all this stuff. I don't know. I've never really had that bug to do this. But I know, for instance, if I went through one of those cavern or cave diving courses, it'd make me 10 times better as an open water diver.
Is that where the batfish swim in the caves?
No. They have those in Sabah, actually.
You would think they would be in the caves.
You would think, maybe. But that would be incorrect. I don't know. Dr. Doug, you've never seen a batfish.
Actually, there's actually a place called the Bat Cave in Mexico, because there's an area that's air filled. There's a bunch of bats that live there. And also at Ginny Springs, there's one of the tunnels that's called the Bats, and somebody's hung a whole bunch of plastic bats from the ceiling. There is a place called Bats at Ginny Springs.
Well, the person who did that was obviously Batman. So,
of course.
Yeah. Anyway, we could potentially go explore that. It's not far from us in Orlando, and like I said, I've always had this kind of, I don't know, thing where I just prefer the ocean. I've done a little bit of diving over into the springs, like Devil's Den and stuff like that, but I've never really got into it. But you are cavern, you're what, a cave diving instructor or cavern diving instructor or both?
I don't teach cave. I do teach cavern.
Okay.
I'm full cave, obviously, myself. But the rationale, the reason I do that is I think with all of the caverns in Florida, I think there's a lot of people diving caverns, and they're probably diving them relatively safely, but they probably don't have a real as good an appreciation for the potential hazards as they should.
Right.
So I think cavern diving does several things. It kind of gives you an appreciation of that environment, whether you're going inside a cavern or going inside of a wreck.
Yeah.
It makes you a much better diver. I agree with you on that point because of you have to learn really good buoyancy control. You have to learn anti-silting fin kicks so you don't stir up the bottom. And a lot of it's just done with kind of running lines and getting used to that, which is just some other skills.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually just, it's a 2-day course usually. It's 4 dives and just kind of teaches people kind of to be a better diver, better buoyancy, and just learn some new skills. And then some people, not everybody, but in some people, they really like it and say, you know, I'm going to move forward with cave training. Other people say, this isn't really for me, but I've become a better diver and I enjoy what I'm doing. And they can then use some of those skills in their open water diving in the ocean.
Yeah, at the bare minimum, it will make you a better diver. There's no question about it. And the difference between cave and cavern is that you never use or lose the total ambient light in a cavern class, whereas cave,
correct,
you would actually lose light from the surface. So totally different ball game. You know, you're still going to see some light. You know what? And now that I think about it, I know one of the reasons I've had an aversion to doing this in the past, because when I got my dive master certification many, many, many years ago, I had an experience in one of the caves or spring sites. It was a Blue Grotto, actually. And I went down there with one of my fellow students, and he had conned me into going down there without a light. And sure enough, we got to the sign where it has the skull and crossbones. And this is before I knew better. And he said, oh, come on, we're dive masters now. We can go do this. We weren't certified yet as dive masters, but I listened to him. And we went past the sign, and sure enough, we got swirled up in the boil. Next thing you know, no visibility. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is how I'm going to die. And I crawled out of that hole. And I did not like that experience whatsoever. And that might have been what it did. You know, it kind of kept me from going down that path from then on out, now that I think about this. And I've told this story before.
Is he still down there?
No, he did make it. He made it out. But I smacked him around and never dove with him again.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. The number one rule of this is at cave diving, but the number one rule of cave diving is to first get certified. It doesn't matter how good of a open water diver you are. It doesn't matter if you're an instructor. You need to be cave trained to be doing things safely in a cave. And so the cavern starts with that, but you always have that that backup of that. You know over the in the back of your mind that if you just turn around, you can see the light and come out. So there's that extra bit of reassurance. But it teaches you all those skills of kind of laying line of where you're going and coming out. And we actually usually do training. I usually use the ballroom at Jenny, and then either a place like Blue Grotto or a place like Paradise Springs for the other day, just to kind of give people kind of a reassurance. But you're right. The best thing it will do is make you a better diver and give you an appreciation of why you shouldn't be going into places like that without not even one light, but without two lights and a reel to kind of reel yourself down and reel yourself back out.
Yeah, because I'll tell you, a lot of the springs like that, Jenny Springs or Blue Grotto or any of these other places that you can dive down, and you get to that sign where it has the skull and crossbones, says do not go past this sign unless you are cave certified and have all the lights and all that kind of stuff. It looks very inviting because the water can be crystal clear. And it was that day that this happened to me in Blue Grotto. And I'll tell you, I mean, at first I was like, I look and you can see, right there in front of you, another 20 feet down. It looks crystal clear. And it's like, yeah, it's a little darker, but yeah, I guess we can go down there. And sure enough, we go down there and he gets whipped around and flipped upside down and crap flies everything where and visibility goes to crap, So it's very... I don't know. It's a scary situation because you let your eyes cheat you a little bit because you haven't been trained properly in that. But I learned the hard way, and thank God it worked out all okay. But it did drill home that that lesson to not do that kind of nonsense and not listen
absolutely
to anyone else. But so I'm game. What do you guys think, CJ Bubble Boy? You want to get cavern certified? You want to do one of those classes with Dr. Doug?
Yeah, I can do that.
Maybe.
Yeah, now does it sound appealing? Well, after I told you that story, you're kind of like, eh.
Yeah, don't worry, we're not gonna put anybody in that kind of a situation. That's for darn sure.
Oh,
that's
come
whole,
on, that would
the
be fun.
The reason is to we actually simulate that. What we'll actually do in the training to simulate that sort of thing is we run a line down, and then we have a simulated lights out drill. So you basically close your eyes and have to follow the line out.
Yeah.
And then we have these things like what's called bump and go, where you kind of both people have their eyes closed and you basically move up, bump into your buddy, and then they move forward a little bit and stop. You bump into them, so you kind of keep close contact with each other. And like I said, the main thing is what it does is shows you you don't ever want to be in that kind of a situation for real.
Right.
You know, and teaches you, though, God forbid you get in that situation, that if you've planned things correctly, you know the way to get out of it safely.
Yeah. Well, I've done that bump technique accidentally before when Greg kicks me in the face.
Yeah. Well, that's how I you know, that's just me telling you that you're doing the right thing.
Good job.
It's good exercise.
Wham.
Yeah. But yeah,
he's just making sure I can get my mask back on if I lose it.
No. I'm just trying to amuse myself. I mean, you know, just like
So there is no educational value whatsoever.
Not really.
I thought you were just trying to, you know, keep my skills sharp. Here,
no.
What if I kick his mask right off his
face? No, it's purely for my amusement, as it should be.
Okay.
Everything else is. More coming up. Stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I used to watch you at the Improv when I was starting out. Things you made me laugh so hard because I had just started learning to scuba dive. You did that bit about scuba diving and how the whole point of the sport is not to die.
There's a fish, there's a rock, who cares, don't die.
And we can go scuba diving.
We're doing that tomorrow, and you'll hear all about it next week on the big show. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio, Jerry the Diver Guy, Walt DeMartini, and Barry the Boater.
Boater.
Good Jerry job. sounds heavily lubricated.
Well, he's at the Gomez Hilton, and
or sociably lubricated.
Yeah, he went
we
down
don't
there
call it heavily.
Is the advance crew before you and I get down there to the Gomez?
I had to check things out. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all good. Everything's good.
He's like a scout.
Liquor and beer is of excellent quality.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, they're not diving, obviously, so they're doing what they sometimes do. There in the mountains of Virginia.
We got drunk before we could go diving.
Okay. No, you don't do that. Wrong. Take that and reverse it, you big dummy.
The water level in the pool has risen.
Don't set a bad example. What is wrong with you people?
It got warmer too, Barry.
Yeah, okay. Get rid of him. Let's go to Captain Cocktail. Jeff Terode is with us on from South Florida Diving Headquarters, and we're going to go diving. I don't know. You got a set for the Black Pearl tomorrow morning, or what's the deal? Do we know?
You guys are all set, but before that, man, with all that Virginia talk and... I was going to hear some banjo music for a minute there.
Yeah. We got an ukulele.
Wait. Deliverance? Does that ring a bell?
Uh-oh. What now, Jerry? Do you have an announcement, or are you just making nonsense?
The banjo broke.
Okay.
It fell off the dock.
I'm just going to turn
his... It's floating down the canal.
I think I better turn his mic off.
He's talking about a banjo.
Is he? Are you sure?
I don't know.
I don't either, and that worries me.
Water.
All right. Something about water. We'll leave it at that. Be careful.
Cocktail can pick it up after a while.
Yeah, maybe.
It's in his way.
Oh, so you guys are down at the Gomez Hilton?
Yeah, they're obviously primed. And ready to go, but I think they'll have the...
We're socially lubricated.
No, just, yeah.
Socially lubricated.
What is it, 8 hours throttle to something, I don't know, an airplane stuff. They'll be a big enough expand of time.
Jerry's going to be passed out by the time we get there.
I think you're correct. That is possible.
I think when Jerry hits the water tomorrow, it's going to look like the Exxon Valdez crash.
Yes. We might have to call the Coast Guard and have an oil slick cleaned up. Yes.
Put Jerry on a floating raft and send him down the canal.
All right. This is just chaos.
Are they having Mexican? I don't...
Yeah, I don't know. All right, but yeah, which boat? You got both, the Black Pearl, and what's the other name of the boat down there in South Florida?
The Aquaview and the Safari Diver.
Yes.
They're all running tomorrow.
Yeah, are you having a busy weekend? Because there's a huge concert going on in South Florida this weekend, too.
You think?
Yeah, this Tortuga Fest.
Yes, the Tortuga Fest, yeah. The Turtle Fest.
Yeah, right.
But like I don't think it's a lot about turtles, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Hey, people should come down, go to the concert tonight, and then get up in the morning and go diving with Jerry and Greg and the entourage.
Well, I'm guessing we'd be diving right off the coast. We'd probably see the concert venue from the boat, probably. Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, you can if we go south. Yep, you can certainly see it and hear it, depending on where we are.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, big thing in Fort Lauderdale, a big beach concert thing, like every music artist in the world or whatever. I don't know. It's nuts.
I like turtles.
We're going diving. So
Guy Harvey's a big sponsor of it as well, and he's got a big thing on the beach for information about sharks and conservation and all kinds of things. So I don't want to make fun of it and just say it's all music and beer drinking. There's a conservation message there too.
Absolutely, yeah, they got some good stuff going on part of it. But yeah, we're going down there to dive, and so the weather this weekend looks pretty good. I mean, it looks like there's some storms coming in maybe tomorrow afternoon, but we're going to get in there in the morning, it looks like, and get in before it blows in. But has it been pretty good this weekend, today, too, or what?
The viz is awesome. Yeah, it's clear. Yeah, they got about a 60-80 foot of viz, and got a little choppy this afternoon. We had some wind, but that's normal this time of the year.
Right.
But mornings are usually a lot calmer, so you won't have to wear a patch on each ear.
I'm going to go without. For sure, I can do it. The only downside is, and maybe this will be a plus.
Like a Vulcan.
Well, I'm going to go down and I'm going to see like tons of lobster because lobster season just shut down in Florida. So they're going to be out
just
dancing.
Wave and say hello.
Yeah, like here, they'll be shaking their tails at us.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
You know, like you can't
be walking around
on
the reef saying, what's up?
Yep.
See you next year.
Right. But they'll be out in force since season is closed down. But it's been pretty busy lately. You've been having a lot of divers go out or what?
Yeah, it's well, spring break, man. Everybody's here right now. A lot of diving, a lot of snorkelers too. A lot of kids out of school and snorkeling. So yeah, it's great. Good time to come down. Finally, the weather straightened up. I mean, heck, it's snowing up north.
Yes.
In April.
Well, so we'll take some pictures and send it back to them. You know, I got to come down and do the new Okinawa. Because the last time I was down was for the sinking, remember?
Right, you're right. So, have you done the Lady Luck yet?
The Lady Luck, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got to do both of them.
Very similar.
You got to do both. Well, we'll see if we can make that happen.
Well, what's on the agenda in the
morning? I think you're booked on that, as a matter of fact.
I mean, do they usually do both of those wrecks on one trip, or they break them up? It depends.
We can.
Yeah?
We can, because they're fairly close together. Yeah.
Well, that's what I remember. All right, well, I'm looking forward to it. We'll talk all about it next week, do a little broadcast on the boat. And check in with Captain Arya and Captain Cocktail, God knows who else, right?
All right, boys.
All right,
have
there
a good
you go.
Afternoon.
There you go. All right, Jeff Trode, SouthFloridaDiving.com, by the way. You can go there and check that out. But listen next week. It ought to be a good time for sure. And that's what you'll hear all about. Till then, remember, it is always better where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.